Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
God and our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many mercies that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for bringing us up into this time. We thank you for this radio broadcast. We thank you for those who are conducting this broadcast. We pray that you will continue to bless this broadcast ministry and that you will bless the speaker. Oh, my God, continue to send your word through this broadcast that a soul might receive the word of God and be saved. We know that thou art able, and we know that all power is in thy hand. We know that thou art yet in the saving business. So we turn our hearts and minds to you. We believe you today. We take you at your word, knowing that there is no failure in you, and that you will perform that which you've spoken through the word of God. Help us, O Lord, to receive thy word that we might live thereby. We thank you today, O Lord. You are a mighty God, some God. And we thank you for your power for your love, for how you kept us, O Lord. We thank you for how you blessed this ministry and kept this ministry up until this time. We know that it was nobody but you and the grace of God. We thank you today, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray that you look upon your people everywhere throughout the world, that you will touch and bless and give strength to them that are weak, heal them that are sick, and deliver them that are bound. We know thou art still in the delivering business. We know that thou art in the healing business. And we know that you can do everything. We trust you today and take you at your word. Heavenly Father, we pray that you continue to look on those who are incarcerated. Pray that you will deliver them safe to the uttermost and let the Spirit of God prevail. Move in a mighty way. Open up doors. Bless, O Lord, in a special way. We know you can do it. We pray that you look on those who are hospitalized. We pray that you touch and heal. Move in a mighty way. Move by thy Spirit. Let some soul be saved. Let somebody give their life to you before it's too late. We pray that you look upon those who have a special prayer request. We know that you can do it today. We're dependent on you and looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Continue to go with us and stand by us. We pray that you will continue to bless this ministry. Help us to give thy name the praise, for thou art so worthy. We thank you today, O Lord, for all that you've done for us, for how you blessed and kept us up until this time. We know it was nobody but you, and we thank you for your love. And we thank you for the mercy that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for all things, O Lord. Continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell Edmond. We thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen. I'm the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer, and we thank God for our leader. We thank the Lord once again for you tuning in on this afternoon. And we're going to have scripture reading, so prepare if you want to read along. Get your Bibles ready. And at this time, before we get started with that, we just want to offer you the invitation to tune into the broadcast live. If you want to call in, share a testimony, sing a song, have encouraging words that you want to share, or even if you have a prayer request, you're welcome to tune in to the broadcast right now while we're on live. And that number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946-408. Feel free to dial in right now during this broadcast hour and join us live on the broadcast. I know somebody out there has a testimony. Maybe there's somebody with a song on their heart. They just want to sing it to encourage someone. You are welcome to tune in right now. And while you're dialing in, if you want to dial in, we're going to go ahead and mention a few announcements. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m., and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can listen by dialing in on 319-527-6763, or you can listen online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsService Title I School. And on the first and third Sundays of the month. We stream live our services held at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue. Service time is at 3:30, the same time as the broadcast. If you are in the neighborhood and you desire to come to our service in person, we invite you to come every first and third Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Praise the Lord and join us in worshiping and praising the Lord. Also, if you would like to correspond with us by postal mail, our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. If you have a prayer request, you would like to text us, you can text us at 410-209-7503. You can also send a prayer request or correspond with us by email by going to sending it to PrayerWorks Ministry 100@gmail.com. And we also ask you to please continue to lift up all of those who are on our prayer list, all the bereaved families, those who are sick and requesting prayer for healing or whatever the prayer request is. The names are on our prayer list. They remain there. We continue in prayer for everyone who has requested prayer. We ask you to join us in lifting them up before the Lord in prayer. And so this afternoon, as mentioned, we're going to have our scripture reading, and we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of evangelist Dr. Sheila Hamid, Sheila Khadija Hamid. Amen. She has the same name I have. And she's going to do our scripture reading on this afternoon. Right now, we are having rain and severe thunderstorms, so you may hear some activity in the background, but get your Bibles and we're going to go on in the name of the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Abel, all of the listeners. Thank God for this opportunity to read the word of the Lord. And as we've been doing this year, trying to do this year, reading the Bible, we find ourselves in the book of Psalms. And where my Bible is and the math that I do to determine where I should be on specific days, it leads me to Psalms, the 119th number of Psalms. And I'm going to start at the 30th verse is the first one on the page, so I'm going to start there. Psalm 119 and 30, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror have taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to the word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come upon me unto me. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that I have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost confused me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep thy testimony of thy mouth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thy ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine. Seize me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfections, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments have made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield, I hope, in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross, therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according to unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou usedest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down mine eyes because they keep not thy law. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteousness and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from my law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed after thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. The 120th number of Psalm, with the beginning of the first verse. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul have long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. The 121st number of Psalm. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. The 122nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. The 123rd number of Psalms. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hands of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. The 124th number of Psalm. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The 125th number of Psalm. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon Israel. The 126th number of Psalms. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams of the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. The 127th number of Psalm. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. The 128th number of Psalm. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the side of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. Behold, that thus shall the man be that. Excuse me. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. The 129th number of Psalm. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The flowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turn back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth before it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. The 130th number of Psalm. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. The 131st number of Psalm. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. The 132nd number of Psalm. Lord, remember David in all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vow unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord, and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrata. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou in the ark of thy strength. Let the priest be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David. He will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony, then I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever, here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision, and will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priest with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemy shall I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. 133rd number of Psalm. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life, forevermore. The 134th number Psalm. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. 135th number psalm. Pray, and I'll believe I'm going to go into the 136, and then I'll stop. Lord's will. 135:1, Psalm 135:1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all deep places. He caused the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast, who sent tokens and wonders in the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants. Who smote great nations and slew many kings, Sion, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for inheritance unto Israel, his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 136, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him alone, to him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that make great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for inheritance, for his mercy endureth forever. Even inheritance unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembereth us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever, and has redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Thank God for the word of his word. And I'm going to turn the broadcast, part of the broadcast, back over into the hands of evangelist Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the scripture reading. Very beautiful and soul-stirring and uplifting and encouraging. Praise the Lord. I truly enjoy hearing the word of God being read. And it's so much in it, so many jewels and so much gained from the word of God. I can say of a truth that my soul was touched listening to the scriptures being read. And today, there may be someone who is listening to these scriptures being read, and your soul has been touched, your heart is touched, and you desire to get to know the Lord. You have a desire to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. We give you the invitation right now to accept prayer. We're going to pray for you that the Lord will save your soul. It's time now to put your trust in the Lord. It does not pay to go against the laws and the commandments and the statutes of God, but it's important that we walk before God in righteousness, that we do all that the Lord has commanded us to do. And so now we're going to the Lord in prayer, and anyone with any prayer request, anything that you desire of the Lord, just have faith and believe God. As the psalmist began to write and say all the different things, sometimes we get in trouble, and it's because God wants us to draw nigh to him. And if we don't have problems in our lives, we'll feel like we don't need God. But God allows problems to come into our lives, troubles, so that we can seek the Lord and know that he's the only one who is able to deliver. Praise the Lord. So at this time, let's put our minds on the Lord and let us go to the Lord in prayer, trusting and believing God without doubting in our hearts. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now. We humble our hearts, oh God, and we ask for mercy and for forgiveness. Oh, blessed Savior, thank you for your word, oh God, and you truly are God of your word. And we're looking to you right now for healing, oh God, for deliverance and for salvation. We call on you, Lord Jesus, to ask you, oh God, to forgive those who have committed sins against you and desiring right now, oh Lord, to be saved. Oh my God, touch
yes, God.
Them right now, oh God, and break up their hearts, Lord Jesus. Work
yes,
on
Lord.
Them and make them over right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, reveal yourself unto them. Make yourself known unto them that they may know you are the only true and living God and that your mercy endures forever, that you are a merciful God, a God full of love and compassion, and that you're willing to forgive their sins and to take away their sins, Lord, never to be remembered anymore. Have mercy today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for those who are on the prayer list. Lord, look upon them right now, one by one, name by name. You know all the names that are written on that prayer list, oh God, and everyone that is represented by those names. We pray, God, that you will make your holy visitation, that you will move in miraculous ways and work wonders, Lord. Touch, my God, heal and make whole right now. Send deliverance, Lord Jesus. Send on power today, Lord. Send on strength, Lord Jesus. Send on encouragement, my God. We know you are able, Lord Jesus. Rebuke the spirit of fear and draw back, Lord God, and increase our faith and help us to believe you and to take you at your word. Not our will, my God, but let your holy will be done. And help us, Lord, to study your word even the more. Help us, oh God, to follow your commandments, to keep your statutes. Oh, Lord Jesus, don't let us go astray, Lord. Don't let us be distracted by the cares of this life or the troubles that are going on. But help us, oh Lord, to remain focused and to look to you for all things, Lord, for everything. Help us to trust you with our whole hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We ask that you will have your way and let your will be done in each of our lives. Lord, strengthen us and encourage us, Lord, and help us to do your will. We ask you to bless the ministry. Oh, my God, bless this ministry. Let it grow. Let it prosper. Lord, let it expand both near and far. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to bless the ministries of the saints all around, my God. Move right now, Lord, and bless in a great and a mighty way. And let your word go forth as never before, Lord. Let your word have free course, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, give us what we need, Lord. Equip us to go out and minister before the world in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord God, and we're taking you at your word. We pray a special prayer for those who are bereaved of a loved one, Lord, or someone close to them. Give them comfort, Lord. Give them consolation today. Oh, Lord, hold their hand. Wrap your arms around them, Lord. Be close to them, Lord Jesus, and save in their families, Lord. Uphold them, my God, through this in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for the leadership, asking you to move in a mighty way, God. Bless,
yes, God,
in the name of Jesus. Rebuke unclean spirits, Lord. Rebuke hindering spirits, Lord Jesus. Rebuke every idle spirit, my God. We know you are able. Oh, God, work wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, rebuke falsehood. Oh, my God, you are able to work on that heart. Lord, fix that heart, Lord God. Change the heart that is not right in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Oh, Lord, be merciful. Rebuke corruption, my God, in leadership, Lord God. We know you're able. Please, Lord, work it out. Fix it right now. Only you can do it, Lord Jesus. And we know all power is in your hands. We believe you today, Lord God, and we believe we have the petitions that we've asked in this prayer, even the unspoken petition, Lord, and desire. You know about it, and we believe that you've already granted it, and we just want to thank you, Lord, for blessing us today. We thank you for touching us,
thank
oh
you.
God. We thank you for giving us strength, Lord. We for moving in our
thank
behalf.
You,
thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you for deliverance. We thank you for helping us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now,
Lord,
and for what you're about to do. And we praise you in advance, and we thank you in advance, hallelujah, for the manifold blessings that you're about to bestow upon us. Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
We embrace it, Lord, and we glorify your name. We lift you up, Lord, and we honor you today, for you are worthy of all praises, and you're worthy at all times. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We glorify you, Lord. Thank you for this prayer, Lord. We thank you for your people everywhere. Thank you, oh God, for those who are listening
to
this broadcast today. Oh, my God, let a special blessing come upon them, Lord. Bless them with what they need, spiritually, naturally, or any way that there's a need. We thank you, oh God, and we ask that you'll accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, let us give the Lord a hand praise. Give
Glory
him a praise from
Jesus.
Your mouth. Go however
you
feel
thank
of praise.
Jesus.
Give
Jesus.
God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
you
in the name of Jesus.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank God For all things said and done, and now it's time we give way for remarks through Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadija and any other clergy who desire to have remarks. You can call in right now to give remarks. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the powerful prayer. I thank God for the word of God. That word was powerful, very encouraging, and very touching. Because as she was reading the scriptures, I was thinking on how David, he was praying. He prayed and prayed and prayed that the Lord would bless him and that the Lord would reign righteousness and that the Lord would quicken him through his righteousness and quicken him through the word of God. Because he knew that he had gotten into trouble. And so at this time, he just prayed and prayed and sought the Lord and waited on the Lord. He didn't get discouraged and just stop praying, but he continued and waited on the Lord until God delivered him. Then he was able to praise God. He began to give thanks unto the Lord. He began to bless the Lord. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. And he began to say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. He praised God for what God had done. He believed God and took him at his word. And it's a lesson for us today. If you get in trouble and when the trouble do come, you can pray and seek the Lord, and God will come to your rescue if you just continue and believe him while you're praying. Believe that he's going to do it, and God will come to your rescue. And I thank God. I got a lot out of the word of God on today. So many beautiful scriptures, very familiar passages of scriptures that we quote and read time after time. But you still can get something out of the word of God. So I thank God today for this broadcast and for the reading of the word and for the anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. I'm saying to all who is on this broadcast, continue to listen in to and hear the word of God, that you may be blessed, that you may be saved, that you might be healed. God will do it. God bless you.
And praise the Lord. I thank God also for the reading and the word of God and just being able to hear about the way God loves his people Israel and chose his people Israel and the things that he had done, he did for them, because his mercy endureth forever. And I'm glad about that. Like Evangelist was saying, when I was reading, I was thinking, those are all of the scriptures that we quote. A lot of them coming up, and it's really beautiful just to see where they are right there in the Bible. So now we can quote and we know where they are. So I thank God for all things, for this broadcast and for both of you and for all the listeners. Amen. Saints, be encouraged. God's mercy endureth forever.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May and also Evangelist Khadija. And we thank God also for her reading the word of God on this afternoon. She does such a beautiful job. And I tell you, I really enjoy listening to her read the word of God. Praise God. And we pray that you have been blessed through the hearing of the word of God. And just want to encourage you to keep on reading. You may not complete the reading of the Bible the same time someone else, but just be encouraged and read as much as you can read. Just don't stop reading. Just continue, no matter how long it takes you. Just continue to read the word of God. Amen. And you will be blessed through the word. Praise God. We are just thankful for all of you, for your prayers and for your support. And we invite you to join us on Friday evening at 7 p.m. for our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will. And if we don't have any, do we have any other announcements that we need to mention before we close out? If not, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon, and we want you to know that we are praying for you, and we ask you to continue to pray for us. And if that be all, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.